Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Thanks for tuning us in. How are you doing today? How's your joy level? Do small children run in fear at the sight of you? I hope not. Does your coffee need a coffee before talking to you in the morning? When you walk into a room, do lights dim and plants wilt? Does your alarm clock apologize before waking you up? I don't know what that means. Fine, Phil, you say. I'm a bit grumpy, but why shouldn't I be? Have you seen the news? Crime is on the upturn. The economy isn't. And politicians are on the loose. I can't think of one good reason to smile today. Well, my friend, how about I give you 10? No matter how bad things are, I guarantee you, here are things you can be thankful for today. Number one, you are alive. If you aren't sure about this, place two fingers directly below your jawline on the side of your neck. Ah, do you feel that? That's called a pulse. You are a wonderful collection of roughly 37 trillion cells, each one as complex as New York City, working together in seamless unity. You are a walking, breathing miracle. Number two, you have purpose. The Bible tells us that we are created in the image of God. You're unique among the created order, made in God's likeness. And as long as you have breath, you get to express God's goodness to the world around you. Way to go. Number three, you have a sense of humor. Perhaps it's been buried somewhere deep down, but it's still there. God gave it to you, so you have permission to use it liberally. To LOL, go looking for good, clean jokes, like this one. I told my wife to embrace her mistakes, so she gave me a hug. Well, thank God for humor. Number four, you live in an unbelievable time in history. We have the internet, singing fish, nose hair trimmers. Better yet, modern technology. We've got healthcare, water on tap, and a roof over our head. Great reasons to give thanks. Number five, you've made it through 100% of your bad days so far. If you're in the middle of another one, with God's help, you can get through it too. You can change. That's number six. If you're stuck in a rut, remember the Apostle Paul's instruction, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't like the way things are? Change your mind. With God's help, you'll become an even better version of you. Number seven, you are loved by God. John 3:16 says this, my friend, God so loved the world. This includes you. No matter where you are or what you've done, you are loved by the Creator. Number eight, God provided a way for you to live forever. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Through faith in God's Son, Jesus, we get to live eternally. This eternal life includes a joy-filled life here, despite the troubles we face. Number nine, God's promises. God will never leave or forsake you. God will meet your needs. He will fight for you. He will give you rest. He will prepare a place for you in heaven, and nothing will separate you from his love. Wow. Number 10, the best is yet to come. Those who trust Jesus have this confidence. No matter how tough things are, things will get better. Your story has a very happy ending, and eternity in heaven will be out of this world. Are you encouraged yet? I hope so. If you're still a little grumpy, flip off the news and hear another joke. What do you call a Frenchman in sandals? Philippe Philop.
Ever get a Christmas gift that missed the mark? Thankfully, God knew exactly what we needed. He gave us Jesus, the gift of life and joy. This year, Laugh Again has shared that good news in more than 100 countries, and your support made it possible. As 2025 wraps up, would you consider a special gift to help us reach this year-end goal of $117,000? Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.